The evening at Kilter 8 at the restaurant was a bit thundery, apart from that, it was a pretty good night. But we then set off to go sort of east, northeast, going towards the edge of the Pyrenees region, the national park region, to a place called Le Mas d'Azil, which we went to last year. A really nice campsite, and it didn't disappoint. Just as beautiful as we remember it. Set among trees, a little river, curve of a little river. Really nice spot, middle of nowhere, really. But getting there, we took a different route, and it took us through the road on the edge of the town of Le Mas d'Azil is a Neolithic cave, which we knew about. What we didn't know about was that the road goes through the cave, and there's this huge grotto that we were driving through for... took us completely by surprise. So astonished, we went back and went back to it again. So we got to site. We had a nice setup. We really nice, lovely day. Spent the afternoon around the pool, tiny little pool at the campsite. And Jan's Fitbit fell apart. Okay, well, that was that. Okay, so the next day we decided we'd get up and get out on the bikes. The rain was threatening a little bit, but that was okay. However, as we started getting prepared, I managed to create two punctures through my clumsiness on the front wheel of my bike. Luckily, the site manager had a third inner tube we could use, so we set off. And after about 5 kilometres on the ride we were going, I got a true puncture on my rear wheel. And we'd run out of spare inner tubes. After a lot of head scratching, we had to do some kind of rescue work where Jan was left with my bike and I went back for the van to pick it up. And she sat in a graveyard being bitten by mosquitoes. Story for one over a beer. And then we set off to, decided to go to the nearby larger town of Foix, where there's a decathlon, to buy some new tubes. And while we were there, actually, the bike workshop was relatively quiet. The guy was very happy to replace the inner tube on my rear tire. Showed us the large acacia spike that had gone through the tire. Apparently, they're as common as anything around that part of the world. Basically, normal tires don't survive the geography. Much longer story version than that. But anyway, that's that's what happened there. And then we... So what was good was earlier in the day, somebody came up to us in a van who's British and said, oh, you're English. Would you like to join us for a couple of beers this evening? And we did. And we had a really nice evening chatting with them. A couple of ex-teachers from Ipswich area. Really nice chat and a really nice evening. So all was well. After that slightly frustrating day. So our next step was to get towards the Mediterranean coast on the southeast corner of France, around the area of Lucats. We were heading for a big motorhome site of an air at a town called Le Bacarès. Not a particularly attractive site, but it was on the water's side, around a sort of harbour, and it was really, really great. We managed to pick up a new Fitbit for Jan on the way. Also en route, we passed a couple of lovely little cities that we will go back to another date. But as we're kind of getting settling in, a big thunderstorm started brewing up, and there were lots of... we seem to be getting a lot of thunderstorms on this trip, some quite spectacular ones, and that was certainly a big one that night, coming in over the Pyrenees. Next day at Le Bacarès, we set off for a ride, it was a bit frustrating because we kept getting lost. It was a nice area, and it was nice to see. It was kind of a resort, a bit off season. You know, I'm not complaining. We saw sea, we saw it was very, very flat and easy going, marinas, that kind of thing. Really, really nice cycling. And as we got further on, we headed up the side of the edge of one of the lagoons in that part of the world, and ended up at the place where last year we'd bought some oysters and ate them in the van. So this year we did the same thing. Not quite the same thing, sorry. We pulled up with our bikes and sat down and had oysters in the restaurant. Really nice. Beautiful area. Lovely session. As we were cycling back, Jan got a puncture in her bike, which was a little bit more of a problematic than my bike, because it's being an e-bike, it's a lot heavier, a lot more difficult to get wheels on and off. I'll spare you the details. Again, another rescue with the van. Found another bike shop who, again, the guy changed it around quickly for us. That's the short version of the story. So that's four punctures in 3 days. If you all right. Anyway, so not so good. Next morning, we set off a bit further up the coast to go to a place called Sete that we went to last year. A really nice town. But unfortunately, we couldn't find anywhere to stay. The idea was to try and find something like a campsite or a parking outside of Sete. We knew it would be busy. Find a campsite or some parking and then cycle in. Couldn't find anywhere, any campsites that had any space. And once we got closer to the town, there was really no parking that was available for motorhomes. So after a very frustrating couple of hours, we found somewhere we could pull over and have some lunch. And off we went to our next stop. On the way, we passed Arles. We saw it from the auto route. It looks like an amazing medieval city. We'll pencil that in for a trip another day. And spent the night at another France Passion site at Le Moulin d'Olive near Aix-en-Provence. And a clue's in the name. It's a place that makes olive oil. Fantastic olive oil. Parked up nice and quietly for the night by their small factory warehouse and plant where they make the stuff. And had a great night. So that was that was the route to there. And from there we were then heading on to the Côte d'Azur, which will be in the next episode.